Benvinguts, benvingudes a l'episodi 27.
Hello, welcome to the Lazy Linguist Catalan podcast, episode 27.
Com va tot, Àlex?
Molt bé, i tu?
Bé, gràcies. Molt cansada, la veritat.
That was very tired, right?
Yeah, very tired. Sorry, guys, for posting this a little bit later than our usual schedule. It's just been so, so busy, you know, back to school and all that. Back to work for you, Alex. You know, some days he's not coming back till way after 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening. So, and I'm working in the evenings and stuff as well. So,
Short on time at the minute.
So bear with us. Sorry, well, we're still, you know, dedicated to the podcast. We're still going to get this out there. So yeah, thanks for your patience if you've been waiting. But we're going to go straight into episode 27. And before we do, actually, I just want to say a big thank you to our patrons again. Okay, we've got a couple of new patrons in the last couple of weeks. So we've got Kakai and Laura. Welcome. We hope you find the resources on Patreon useful.
And also, we'd love to meet you over on Patreon. So if you are Patreon and you're listening, please come to the next video chat. You can find out all about it on the Patreon.
Yeah, exactly. So actually, the last one only had Ziska came to it. So it's a bit like a one-to-one sort of tutoring, you know, session. You know, we don't have to speak Catalan, or you don't have to speak any Catalan if you're not too confident doing so. But it would be great to get to know our patrons and, you know, to chat to each other, talk all things Catalan, culture, whatever else might come up. And, you know, maybe answer any questions that you have about the language.
So what are we going to be learning in today's lesson?
So today's topic is going to be about something I really love, and I think Alex does as well, that is animals.
Yeah, we do both love dogs, so.
Yeah, we've both had dogs in the past, and we're going to cover that word and all other types of animals. Well, not all other types of animals, because we could
every
be here all
animal.
Day, you know, talking about every single animal. Again, we're just going to focus on a few, more specifically pets, yeah, so that's tends to be something that comes up quite a lot in conversation when you're getting to know someone. You know, do you have a pet, etc. D'accord?
Sumi.
Sumi. So, straight away, the word for pets is mascotas.
Mascotas.
Mascotas. Okay, mascotas. And it's feminine, so it would be las mascotas.
Las mascotas.
Yeah. Las mascotas, plural, or la mascota, if it was one. That would be the pet. Remember, you could have una mascota, would be a pet. Yeah?
So, una mascota is a pet. La mascota is the pet.
Yeah. And then las mascotas for the pets. Yeah?
Yeah.
The great thing here is you should be able to work out how to ask someone if they've got pets, okay? Since we have done that verb, to have, quite a bit, you just need to use the you form of the verb, okay, to ask, do you have pets?
So would it just be tens mascotas?
Yeah, tens mascotas, okay? Tens mascotas. So tens, remember, is you have. But it could also be a question. Yeah, do you have tens mascotas? Again, just depends on how you say it, okay? There's no question word here. There's no question word here. So, how would you answer this question? How'd you say, I have pets?
So, would you change tens to tink and have tink mascotas.
Exacta. Sí, tinc mascotas. What if it's just one pet that you've got? I have a pet.
Would you add una?
Una, yeah.
So it'd be tinc una mascota.
Mascota, sí, una mascota. Exacta. Tinc una mascota. Now, let's actually learn some of this vocabulary for some common pets. Okay, so starting off, as I said, we both love dogs. So a dog is un gos.
Un gos.
Un gos. Or the plural would be gosus.
Gosus.
Gosus. A A cat is un gat.
Un gat.
Un gat. Now, this time it's a bit easier. Plural, you just add an S. Okay, it tends to be more common. You add an S to make it plural. So what would cats be?
Gats.
Gats, exacta. Gats. A rabbit is un conill.
Un conill.
Un conill. It's got that double L. It's kind of sound. Un conill. Alex looked at me like, what? It's a difficult sound to make.
Un
conill. Conill. Yeah, even I find it a bit tricky to pronounce. Un conill. Or conies.
Conies.
Yeah, so plural, conies. A fish is un pesh.
Un pesh.
Un pesh. The plural for this one is a bit like gos, goes to gosus. Okay, we have to add an os, so it's going to be peshus.
Peshus.
Peshus. A hamster is un hamster.
Un hamster.
Un hamster. And the plural, again, you just add an S, okay? Hamsters.
Hamsters.
Yeah, so it's very similar. It's spelt the same as the English. And I was also kind of doubting myself because I think you hear people say Amster, kind of makes it sounds a bit Spanish-y, but Amster, Amster, you know, people tend to say both. And last one, we'll finish on the word bird, okay? You may have a bird in your house. That would be un ocell.
Un ocell.
Un ocell. Or again, easy, we just add an S for the plural. Ocells.
Ocells.
Ocells. Okay, so that's what we're going to learn in terms of the animals. Now let's put them into some sentences. If I said, for example, tinc un gos, what would that be?
I have a dog.
I have a dog, exacta. What about tens un gat?
Do you have a cat?
Yeah, tens un gat. It's like a question, yeah? Do you have a cat? If it was just tens un gat, it's you have a cat. Molve. So you can see that this verb to have, you know, it comes up a lot. Yeah, and you could also use it, for example, to ask how old someone's pet is. Okay, we've done age before. We use that verb, don't we? So, do you remember or know how to say how old? How do you say how old are you?
So, how old are you was quants ang tens. Because it's how many years do you have?
Yeah. This time we want to say how many years does he or she have? Yeah, the pet.
Would it be quans ang te?
Si, quans ang te. Yeah, te is he or she has or it has. And you might also want to ask their name. So again, let's recap this. How do you say my name is?
Amdik.
Amdik. How do we ask someone, what is your name?
Comet Deus.
Comet Deus, exacta. Now, I can't remember if we covered what is his or her name. I think perhaps in the family lesson. I can't remember right now. But yeah, my brother is called, for example. Do you know how to say that? Maybe it was a bonus lesson. It rings a bell that we did it.
Was that something like Ul Meu Jema Estiu?
Yeah, as diu. Instead of ad dius com ad dius, it's as diu. Al meu germà as diu. So, as diu is used to say he or she or even it is called. Okay? So, here you can see that there's a verb, okay? Dius is from that verb di, which is to say or to tell. So it's a bit of a weird one because, for example, dik, that on its own is I say or I tell, okay? Or dius would be you say. Diu would be he or she says, okay? Or tells. For example, you might hear someone say, que dius, yeah, que dius, it's what are you saying? Yeah, or que diu, what is he saying or what is she saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's basically a different verb. It can also be used to say, like, what does he or she say, or what do you say? ¿Qué dios? Okay? Don't want to confuse you too much, okay, by going too much into the grammar. Still at a sort of earlier stage of learning. But, you know, if you're interested, there you go. But, yeah, this bit before it is that pronoun. Yeah, that's what you need. That's what changes the meaning. So, like, dik. It's kind of like I say, but it's I call myself. Yeah, dik. That kind of thing.
Okay.
So we need to say, how is he or how is she called? Okay, what is that question word? How?
Com.
Yep, com, exacta.
So, com es diu.
Com as diu. Yeah, what is he or she called? Or, for example, you know, you say, what is it called? Like, what is this song called? Com as diu. Yeah, com as diu. And also, try not to get confused here, because that as, yeah, from com as diu, is just this little pronoun. It's spelt es, okay, so exactly like that verb we've seen before, is. Yeah, but do you notice there's a bit of a difference? Us and is.
Yes, so s, as in like es. That would be like he or she.
So, with an accent on the E, it's he or she is, or it is. Yeah, whereas without the accent, it's just a little pronoun. That's all I'm going to say for now. Like, you know, you have dik, at, dius, as, diu. Do you know what I mean? This bit before the verb is the pronoun that changes who's the person being called that name.
Okay, so it's all to do with the thing on the E.
The thing on the E, the accent on the E, yeah. So us is the pronoun. Is the verb. It is, or he is, or she is. Yeah? So actually, we could use this verb. So we could say, for example, we could ask about this pet, you know, com is.
Com is.
Com is. So, com is literally like, how are they? But really, it's kind of asking, like, what are they like? Or what do they look like? That kind of thing. Yeah, com is. So, I could say, for example, el meu gos es blanc.
My dog is white.
Yeah, exactly. El meu gos is blank. We're using that verb is there, aren't we? Because we're talking about a dog. It could be a he or a she. So el meu gos is blank. Let's just teach you a couple of new adjectives here, actually, which would be quite common when you talk about pets. So, for example, the word cute. Yeah, if you're going to say, oh, your dog is cute. That would be monu or mona. If it's a boy, monu. If it's a girl, mona.
Mono and mona.
Mono and mona for the feminine. You could also use the word bonic. You could also use the word bonic or bonica.
Step into the world of Edges and Echoes, the revolutionary podcast that redefines conversations. Eager to broaden your perspectives? Each episode of Edges and Echoes features cutting-edge, AI-generated dialogues between fictional characters like an oil tycoon debating a climate warrior or a tech pioneer clashing with a digital doubter. Join us on Edges and Echoes as we delve into hot-button issues from healthcare to the ethics of modern technology. It's more than just a discussion. It's a journey into the heart of today's most pressing debates. Why just listen to one side when you can experience both? Click the link to subscribe.
Bonique or Bonica?
Yeah, Bonique, masculine, Bonica, feminine. This one's a bit more varied, okay? It can also mean, so it can mean cute, but it could be like nice or pretty, that kind of thing. Okay, so mono or bonique or mona, bonica, that kind of thing. Right, we're going to practice some of this new language now with, as always, a little dialogue. As always, listen along and try to understand the conversation, and then we'll break down what was said afterwards. Sommi.
Sommi. Tens mascotas?
Sí, tinc una mascota. Un gos.
Com es diu?
Es diu Trixie.
I quants anys té?
Té 16 anys.
I com és?
És blanca. I tu, tens mascotes?
Sí, tinc un coni negra i un hamster marró i blanc.
Ah, com es diuen?
Es diuen Ben i Jerry.
Quants anys tenen?
Tenen 2 anys.
Com són?
Són molt monos.
Okay, that is it. So, we're going to go back to this conversation, go and break it down bit by bit. So, Alex actually started this time by asking, ¿Tienes mascotas? What did you ask?
Do you have any pets?
Yep, do you have pets? I said, sí, tinc una mascota, un gos.
So that would have been, yes, I have a pet, a dog.
Sí. I have a pet, I have a dog. Then you asked me, ¿Cómo es diu?
What's he or she called?
Mm-hmm, yep. Es diu Trixie.
That would be, they are called Trixie.
Yeah, it's like they, but the third person, yeah, like he or she, we don't know if it's he or she. And then Alex asked, ¿Y cuántos años té?
I quants anys té would be that, like, and how old are they?
Yeah, are they? But again, is he or she? Yeah, it's the third person. So how old? We assume, you know, maybe we've talked about the gender, but yeah, how old are they? How old is he or she? I said, de sedza anys.
So that would be, they are 16 years.
Yeah, they, he or she, okay, it's a singular again. So he or she is 16 years old. And then you asked, ¿Y cómo es?
This is where I get a bit confused. So ¿Y cómo es? Is like, how are they? But it sort of means like, how do they look?
Yeah, how are they, how, like, yeah, how do they look, what are they like? It could even be, like, as a personality as well. What are they like? ¿Cómo es? And I said, ¿Es blanca?
So, they're white.
Yep, he or she is white. Although, the fact I said blanca tells us it's a girl. Yeah, so it's una gosa as well. You can say una gosa for a female dog. ¿Es blanca? And I asked, ¿Y tú? ¿Tienes mascotas?
Then, and you, do you have any pets?
Yeah, so I repeated the question back. Yeah, and you have pets? And Alex said, sí, tinc un coni negra y un hamster marró y blanc.
So I said, yes, I have, was un coni bird?
Not a bird.
Not a bird?
No, that was usei. Does end in that double L.
Ah, Unconi. I'm trying to think what other pets we covered.
Forgotten?
I have.
It was
Oh, a rabbit.
A rabbit.
So it's C. Oh, C. It's yes, I have a black rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
And is it a brown and white hamster?
Yes, exactly. Good. I've included some of the colours again to recap here. So a brown and white hamster, a black rabbit. This time I asked a slightly different question. Com as diwan. Any idea what that could be? Instead of com as diw, it's com as diwan.
Is it like, what are they called rather than what is he or she called?
Yeah, as in this time it is actually the plural version because we're talking about two pets, yeah? So we use the they form of the verb, like diwan, it ends in en, okay? So com as diwan. And he replied, as diwan, Ben e, Ben and Jerry.
Yeah.
I like left that blank for him to just choose a nick of a name. So it's like Ben and Jerry. Now I really want ice cream. If you guys don't know, Ben and Jerry is a type of ice cream, which we rarely get, to be fair, because it's kind of expensive. But
it is expensive.
It is nice. Una mica da gelat. And Zencanta. We do love it. Okay, so is the one Ben and Jerry. And I asked, quants anys tenen?
So would this be, how old are they?
Exacta. How old are they? Yeah. How many years do they have? Again, we're using that verb, have. It's like they have, the they version, yeah. And you said, tenen dos anys.
So would this be, they are 2 years?
Yeah, they are 2 years old. They have 2 years, okay? So we assume they're both 2 years old. And again, com son this time. Not com is, but com son.
Not a clue. I guessed on the last one and got it right, but okay. I've run out of...
So if com is means like what is he or she like, what would com son be? If we're talking about more
than one.
So
what are they like?
Yeah, what are they like? Okay, so that verb son is they are. Okay, that we've looked at that verb ser, sok, it's, is, yeah, and then the last one, which the they version would be son. So son, and you said son mol monus. How are they? What are they like?
They are very, whatever monos is.
What was monus? It was one of those adjectives we learnt. Bonic or mono.
Is it like cute?
Yeah, cute. They are very cute. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. How'd you find that?
It's quite difficult to be fair.
Okay. Up in the ante every episode. Okay, more difficult and more difficult. Yeah, if you didn't kind of understand those as the one and tenan, etc., just stick to, you know, learning the basics as the or te, however many years. Okay, and slowly we're building up those verbs. We're going to leave it there for the main lesson. We are going to carry on, though, and in the bonus lesson, I want to talk a little bit more about pets, but particularly giving some plural opinions, okay? We've not covered that yet. So saying things like, I like dogs, okay? I don't like cats, that kind of thing.
D'accord.
So we'll see you over there if you are a patron, and if you're not, and if you are wondering how to become one or you want to find out more, you can find the link in the description, the show notes, or just type in patreon.com/thelazylinguist. You'll find us there. Thank you again to all of you who support our project.
Yep, thank you all for listening and your continued support. If you haven't already, be sure to like or even drop us a 5-star rating on whichever platform you're listening to us on. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram, actually. That will be at The Lazy Linguist Catalan, I believe.
Lazy Linguist Catalan, I think, on Instagram. Yeah, or The Lazy Linguist Podcast on Facebook.
But yeah, we'll see you in the next one. Actually, what are we learning in the next one?
So yeah, the next one we're going to be talking about the weather. So another great small talk kind of chat.
Yeah, that's quite a useful one in England. All I need to know is it's raining.
It's raining, yeah. Although, we've had some hot weather lately. If you're in England, if you've experienced the scorching hot weather. We've been back to school. It's not been the best. But yeah, you'll be another useful thing that you can talk about in Catalan. But a small talk is always useful. So we'll see you then. Fins aviat.
Adeu.